State Road in North Adams is home to three major efforts aimed at reinvigorating the former industrial city, once home to Sprague Electric. A development team recently purchased the 1960s-era Redwood Motel, intent on making it a motor court lodging destination. The group intends to renovate and reorient some of the existing buildings to face the Hoosick River that runs behind it. New construction would bring the total to 40 rooms, complemented by a riverside pool, fire pit, along with access to the river, canoe launches, and hiking trails. The group has also acquired the Blackington Mill, home to several businesses, and Williamstown Theater Festival's Scene Shop. As developer Ben Svensson explains, the team plans to turn roughly 30 acres of open space into a cohesive campus.
This property, what we've discovered is you have this sort of gateway opportunity to the Appalachian Trail and all of that hiking and outdoors experience, a gateway opportunity to the Hoosick River and all of the water sports and fishing, things like that. And then whatever creative campus we're able to create at the Blackington Mill. And I think we're looking for something unusual, and we don't know what it is yet, but we're hot on the trail to try to find some additional uses that just make things richer and more interesting.
The team has found tunnels that burrow underneath railroad tracks that would connect the motel and the mill. They hope to have the city's developing bike path run through the property and potentially serve as a stop on the Appalachian Trail. The proposals are early in the development process with many hurdles to jump. The motel is expected to open 11 rooms by the summer. Just down the road, two New York City architects are proposing to redevelop the 240,000-square-foot Greylock Mill, also known as the Caritti Mill, into a multi-use structure. Sal Perry is with Layton Productions, which is behind the project.
It's primarily focused on the first phase on food entrepreneurs and celebrating the local agriculture. And subsequent phases include an event space, a farm-to-table restaurant, a park area, a hotel, some amenities for the hotel, and residential condos.
Finally, Thomas Krenz, who helped lead the creation of Mass MoCA, is planning another contemporary art museum at the city's airport. The 160,000-square-foot venture would reportedly total more than $10 million. And not to forget, Mass MoCA is in the midst of a $55 million expansion, nearly doubling the museum's gallery space. Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the proposals create a rectangle of development on the city's west end.
There's just a new and renewed interest in the city of North Adams from the outside. And again, I think it's because of our cultural assets and our environment and our natural resources. I think it's really a cool place. I think we're, you know, my own mind, we're 2 to 3 years away from being the place to be in Berkshire County, you know, as far as that destination point. We've got pretty much everything.
North Adams Chamber of Commerce Program Coordinator Rico Fruscio says the projects can be huge for the city.
That's due to, I think, that there's an open door policy here.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.